This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At least for this week, it is going to be Tony and myself, and then you'll get me in between. Thank you for listening. I'm Matt Scraby. This is 97.3 The Fan, Gwynn and Chris. We're about to play a game, and I already have my players on the line. I don't know how this is going to go. It's one of those, everybody. It's one of those things where I have tried to come up with something, and I'm not reinventing the wheel here by any stretch of the imagination. So we're going to see how it goes. I have my two players on right now, and I'll explain the game in just a second. You'll be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a two-night stay at the Park MGM Las Vegas, two tickets to Motley Crue on September 19th, and a $100 gas card. Catch Motley Crue's Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM September 12th through October 3rd. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. I'm going to get into the rules in just a second, but I have to let everybody know real quick that Michael King has spoken with the media today in the clubhouse. So next segment, around 4:18 or 4:20, we will be hearing from Michael King about his throwing today, about the plan going forward, about when Michael King is going to potentially rejoin this rotation. Again, if you're just tuning in and you don't know, Yu Darvish is officially rejoining the rotation today. He has been reinstated from the 60-day IL, and he's going to be pitching tonight for the Padres. There's no real indication on whether or not he's going to be able to throw 100 pitches or 20 pitches, but I read earlier today it was going to be around 65 to 70 pitches. So we'll see how long it takes for him to get to 65 or 70, but I'm thinking that the bullpen and Mike Schilt want him to go at least five. Maybe that's too much to ask. I don't think so from someone like Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish was not going to come back until he was 100% ready and knew that he could pitch at a high level. So I don't think that he's coming back with the, okay, I'm only going my three innings today. It could be that way. But I think Yu Darvish is going to try to go as long as he can, at least fifth inning, if he's not too high in his pitch count throughout the earlier innings. So we'll see what happens with that. But we will hopefully have some Mike Schilt audio a little bit later to, I'm sure people or the media is asking about Yu Darvish's plan tonight. And I'm sure Mike Schilt's not going to give any sort of indication as to what the plan is. But I read 65 to 70 pitches today. So we'll have to see what happens tonight. Also, Fernando Tatis Jr. spoke to the media about his All-Star selection, so we will play that a little bit later. We still have the Big Five here in this hour, and then next hour we will be getting into more of the preview for tonight's game between the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Now, this week, the schedule is pretty simple. Every single game this week for the Padres is at 6:40 p.m. or I should say weekday games at 6:40 p.m. So we will have a show all week from 2 to 5:35, and the schedule couldn't be easier this week. So that's what you have heading into your All-Star break for the Padres. And like I said, we'll get into the Michael King audio in the next segment. So stick around for that. But right now, we're going to try and play a game. And I really, really don't know how it's going to go. But again, like I said, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel or anything like that. But I'm trying to have a little bit of fun while Chris is out and we can't play Chris versus the fans. We've tried to play Chris versus the fans when Chris is out before. It just doesn't work. We played Sammy versus the fans. Didn't work. We played Dave Marcus versus the fans. Didn't work. The only person this works with is Chris Ello. So we are changing the game slightly. Here is what you are going to do for the players on the phone. Listen up. I'm going to get you on the line in just a second, but there are 18 All-Star starters this year. The players on the no, we're not going to name the pitchers. 18 All-Star starters. The DH is in there for the pitcher spot. So we're just basically going to go back and forth. And I'm also hoping that there's no cheating. There's no Googling of this or anything like that, but you have to be able to get farther than the other contestant, and you have 3 strikes. So if you strike out first, you're out. The other contestant wins. And if you guys keep going back and forth, it could be a pretty fun game, and I'll end up figuring out a tiebreaker if that does indeed happen. So here's our first contestant, Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. Did you hear you're going to be naming 18 all-star starter selections, and the DH is in for the pitcher. You have 3 strikes in a time limit, or you have 3 strikes, and you're going to go back and forth. So I just want to make sure you're still there. I'm going to put you back on hold real quick, and I'm going to go to our second contestant, Juan. Hello, Juan.
What's up?
Not too much. Did you hear the rule? I mean, the game, you kind of self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go put Juan back on hold. I'm going to try to get some music for this because we need a little bit of music. I don't know. Let's see. There we go. All right. So first, we're just going to go back and forth. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of a hold and then get you back on the line and then hold and get you back on the line. So give me a second. Let's go first to Steve. Steve, you are up first. What? Give me a name of one of the 18 All-Star starter selections.
Manny Machado.
Manny Machado is correct. All right, stay there, Steve. Juan, give me a name of someone who made the All-Star team and is a starter.
Will Smith.
Will Smith is correct. The catcher for the National League. Put you back on hold, Juan. Steve, give me another one.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. DH is correct. Put you back on hold. I'm gonna stop saying put you back on hold. Juan, give me another name.
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is correct. He is the outfield for the Yankees in the American League. We go back to Steve. Steve, give me a name.
Jacob Wilson.
That's a tough one. Steve got the tough one. Jacob Wilson at shortstop for the A's. That is a really good one for the American League. Let's go back to Juan. Hello, Juan. You're up again.
Francisco Lindor.
Francisco Lindor is correct. Shortstop for the National League of the New York Mets. This is going way better than I thought it was going, and I hope you guys aren't cheating. Steve, you're up.
Freddie Freeman?
Freddie Freeman is correct. First base starter for the National League. We are yet to have a strike yet, so that's pretty good. Juan, you're up.
Ketel Marte,
second baseman for the Diamondbacks, is correct. So we have only 3 National League players left and 6 American League players left. Hope these guys aren't cheating. Steve, you're up.
Jose Ramirez?
Jose Ramirez is one. Yes, he is the third base starter for the American League. Nice job. Juan, go ahead.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Pete Crow Armstrong is correct. Nice job. Outfielder for the Cubs. He is a starter for the National League. And earlier this year, I made one of the worst predictions of all time when I said, or worst statements of all time when I said, it's not like Pete Crow Armstrong is Babe Ruth or anything. And then Pete Crow Armstrong goes on to be a starting All-Star. I forget who I left off on. Did I Steve's ask? Next. Steve. Okay, Steve.
Yeah.
Give me a name.
And now I'm lost. So,
I will help you. I will help you if you name one, someone you've already named.
I'm going to go with, I'm taking a strike right now.
Ooh, a strike. Okay, I like that. That means Steve is actually playing, not cheating. Good job, Steve. I appreciate that. Steve has one strike, though. Juan, you're up.
Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker from the Cubs is another outfielder. So, Juan, this is kind of like Chris's Fantabulous Game Show, now that I'm thinking about it. No wonder it came so easily and quickly to me. Steve, you have one strike, but give me a name.
Yordan Alvarez.
Yordan Alvarez. Incorrect! I'm sorry, Steve. Incorrect. You have two strikes. He is not one of the starters. I cannot name. I was just about to name who is the DH, but I'm not going to. So I'm going to keep it right. Stay right there, Steve. Juan, you're up. Oops, sorry, Juan, you were down. Now you're... Go ahead.
One of my son's favorite players, Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ronald Acuna Jr. is correct. Juan is cruising right now. So is Steve, really. But no more National League All-Stars starters. Now we have six... Yeah, six American League starters. So, Steve, now it's your turn. Name me an American League starter.
Julio Rodriguez.
Julio Rodriguez, unfortunately.
Keep going, Cal.
That's it! Oh, man, Steve. You know what? I'm going to keep you right there, Steve, for just a second. See if Juan can name one more just to make it official. Juan, give me one more name.
This dude is a stud from the Mariners, Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh is correct. Juan, you have won the game. Steve, thank you for playing. Juan, you stay right there. Steve, I appreciate you playing along and not cheating because you took that strike on your own. That's what we're talking about, people. That's what we want. We want people to play, you know, nicely, play within the rules. I don't know if we'll do that game again, but Steve, thank you for playing. Juan, thank you for playing. You are the winner. Stay right there. The other ones that were not named in the American League, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at first base, Gleyber Torres, which that would have been really hard for me, at second base, Riley Green, outfielder of the Tigers, Javi Baez, outfielder for the Tigers, and then the DH, instead of Yordan Alvarez, it's Ryan O'Hearn from the Baltimore Orioles. So those were the guys that everybody missed. But Juan is the winner of this chance for a qualification to the grand prize. Two-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas, two tickets to Motley Crue on September 19th, and a $100 gas card. Catch Motley Crue's Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM September 12th through October 3rd. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Thank you for everybody. Thank you to everybody for letting me try that out. And again, it's more like Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. As we go through the week, I think if we do it again, it's going to get better. But when we get back, we're going to hear from Michael King here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwynn and Chris. But first, your traffic report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's my first day on radio. I just did the open without the microphone on. Hello, everybody. It's Matt Scraby here, filling in for Gwen and Chris. Gwen will be back for the Big Five shortly. Chris is on vacation for the rest of the week. He will rejoin us next week during the All-Star break, which a little bit later, I'm going to talk about the dog days of summer. Someone told me, oh, you're entering the dog days of summer. And I was like, what is the dog days of summer? But I looked it up, and it makes sense. It makes sense why they call it the dog days of summer. But the All-Star break is the dog days of summer for Sports Talk Radio. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But Michael King, also, real quick, before we go any further, the Fernando sound effect is not played yet, so you have not had your opportunity to win the tickets to the Diamondbacks and Padres on Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. We do have this. And Fernando Tatis Jr. leading off, playing right field. Jackson Merrill second, batting second, playing center field. Manny Machado batting third, playing third. Luis Arraez playing first, batting cleanup. Gavin Sheets in left field, batting fifth. Xander Bogaerts, shortstop, batting sixth. Jake Cronenworth, second base, batting seventh. Trenton Brooks DHing at the eighth spot. And then Martin Maldonado catching at the ninth spot with Yu Darvish pitching. That kind of tells me something, I guess, a little bit, that Martin Maldonado is trusted by the Padres coaching staff to handle Yu Darvish in his first start of the year. That is good stuff. Martin Maldonado had a big part of yesterday's game. And it's almost like whenever you think, okay, we can't handle this anymore. We can't do the 170 hitting anymore. We can't do this. Well, it almost seems like whenever that it gets to that point, he ends up having a big game, hitting a home run, having a multi-hit game, something like that, that makes you think, okay, maybe he's still got it. Maybe he's still got it in there somewhere. Again, I think that this was the Padres' plan all along, to have a catcher that's, you know, better defensively than they are offensively, but it does stink when you get to the bottom of the lineup and you're like, oh man, here comes the catcher. And you know it's basically an automatic out. But he had a huge role in yesterday's game. So hopefully he has a huge role tonight. And also, what I said earlier today, I like Trenton Brooks. Trenton Brooks is the DH. He's a lefty, so you have that off the bench. You also can use him as the DH because he's got power. We saw him hit a home run in his first at bat as a Padre against the Dodgers. Trenton Brooks hits the ball hard too, and he hasn't really had a crazy amount of opportunities so far this year. But when he does hit the ball, he puts it in play, And he makes it hard on the defense. I mean, he's had, what, four extra base hits, three extra base hits so far in like 18 at bats. So I think that, you know, he needs to get on base a little bit more, but I think that's going to start to tick up as he gets more comfortable with the team. But I don't mind Trenton Brooks whatsoever being the DH for right now. And we heard AJ Preller say earlier that there was going to be he wants to add a bat or two. So I don't know what that means for Trenton Brooks, but here's some time right now to prove that you are the guy to be the DH for this team. And with Gavin Sheets in left field, do you really need a left fielder anymore? Gavin Sheets is playing some good left field. He's not the prototypical left fielder. He's maybe not even the left fielder that you want out there. But on this team with no left fielder, I think Gavin Sheets has stepped in and done an amazing job learning how to play left field on the fly. We talk about Jackson Merrill playing center field on the fly last year, or learning how to play center field on the fly last year. Gavin Sheets is kind of doing the same thing. And he is, I can't say less athletic, but I would say he's Jackson Merrill had a better chance in center field than I thought Gavin Sheets would have in left field, just because Jackson Merrill is a shortstop. He's an athlete. He can play anywhere. He's quick. He's just a baseball player. But Gavin Sheets this year has shown me a lot about who he is and also what he can do. And like at this point in the year, I almost think that what we're seeing from Gavin Sheets is who he's going to be if he sticks around with the Padres. Now, we'll see how the rest of the season goes. But so far, when Gavin Sheets comes up, I don't think anybody is like thinking, hey, this is not good for the Padres, because Gavin Sheets has done a lot this year. Also, Jake Cronenworth has been pretty good as of late. Like, and I'm saying as of late, maybe the last four or five games, but definitely the series over the weekend, Jake Cronenworth had a really nice series. And it just makes the lineup that much longer. If you're able to have a guy in the seventh spot like Jake Cronenworth hitting a home run or driving in some RBIs, it's just so much better, so much easier for this team. But when you have the bottom of the lineup not doing anything, you can just see the struggle in that lineup. But if Jake Cronenworth can turn it around, if Jake Cronenworth can start hitting consistently, I'm not talking about home runs. I'm just talking about getting on base, moving the runners, those sort of things. Because Jake Cronenworth, we've seen it before. He can be very, very good at the plate, and I don't think that's gone. I think he had a bad year a couple years ago. He got injured, or was it 2023 that he got injured? Jake Cronenworth was great in that COVID season, but he's been kind of, he's a fan favorite, but some fans are like, what are we doing paying this guy? I think here's one of my things where my brain goes faster than my mouth. I think that Jake Cronenworth is not being overpaid. I think he can do a little bit more to maximize what they're paying him, but I don't think his contract is a problem at all. Someone's contract might be a problem next year or in the offseason, Michael King. He is a free agent this year. We know he's missed about 2 months now, ever since, or maybe 6 weeks. It was right around my birthday, May 25th, that he ended up waking up, sleeping wrong on his shoulder, and then everything started from there. When he was supposed to start against the Braves, and they had to scratch him, and Sean Reynolds started instead. But ever since then, it's been, when is Michael King going to get back? Well, Michael King spoke with the media earlier today, and he started off talking about kind of his injury and why it's better. It's a nerve thing rather than a soft tissue thing. So let me get Michael King all queued up, and then we will hear from your guy, Michael King.
Obviously, it was a nerve thing, so it wasn't like a soft tissue thing, so I don't have to try to make sure that something's healed properly. You know, it's just everything in there was great going into it. It's just nerve shut off, so now I'm getting nerve firing again. It's just that normal buildup, and trying to stay safe, but try to push as much as I can because I want to be back as soon as possible.
How has this period been for you, you know, waiting for it to fire?
It was tough. First couple weeks especially, not knowing what it was, and not being able to move my arm in a way that I've moved my entire life was definitely weird. But we grinded through it, and I know I said the other day I feel like I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's now just it's a normal build-up, so I feel like I'm almost in spring training all over again, and just trying to get you ready as fast as possible.
I appreciate that. You, Darvish, on the mound tonight again. What does that mean for this team?
Oh, my God. I mean, you can probably see it in my face. I mean, just seeing him doing his homework over there is nice to see. So he was watching all the video on the Diamondbacks yesterday, so it's just nice to see him back in his routine. He's a big part of this team, and even without him, he was coaching up a lot of us. So it's really nice to see him back out there competing. I can't wait to watch today.
Mike, just for those of us who joined late, what's the latest on what you're doing right now?
Oh, you joined late, so I got to repeat. I only threw to 90 feet today, but it was just a normal kind of medium day. Tomorrow will be more of a heavier day. Throw back to 120. I only go back to 120. With maybe some throws off the mound, but just kind of, that's like, instead of doing a little flat ground, I don't like being on flat ground. It'll be off the mound, and then Thursday will be my first time, like, really fully touching the mound.
So it sounds like.
So you heard it right there. That was hilarious that Sam Levitt got in a little bit of trouble with Michael King, but obviously it was a little bit of a joke. Sounds good, though. It all sounds very, very good for Michael King. And it is nice, I guess, to know that it's more of a nerve thing, a soft tissue thing. Like, he's not trying to get past a pulled muscle or anything like that. He's getting past the nerve thing. And they keep saying to get it firing again. Sounds painful, honestly. It really does, but The addition of Yu Darvish, you saw it in his face right there. If you're watching on the YouTube, and by the way, you can watch on YouTube. All of our shows are on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan. Yu Darvish is going to bring a morale boost to the team tonight. So they're getting, slowly but surely, they're getting some of those rotation pieces back. Michael King sounds like he's going to be back before we know it. Definitely, I wouldn't think, let's see, it's July 7th. I can't see it being before August with the All-Star break and everything, but I would think August is a good time to look for Michael King coming back and rejoining the rotation. Hey, if the Padres can stay afloat, which they have been doing, if they can stay afloat until these guys get back, look out. They got all of their horses in the rotation, and that's a big deal. That is a huge deal. All right, you're listening to Gwen and Chris. I'm Matt Scravey. Gwen will rejoin me here on the other side. Chris Ello is on vacation. He is going to be back next week, but we have the Big Five coming up next, and I ask Tony for a little bit of a, you know, something about Fernando. I also get into something that Gary Payton, the glove, said over the weekend about OKC and the Supersonics, and the glove was very passionate about this. So stick around. Big Five is next on 97.3 The Fan. If you watch the YouTube, one of the things that I do in the break is I need to be better about this. I need to be better at getting new commercial break video. But I just played an interview that Tony and I did with Joe Musgrove at FanFest, and it just seems like this. It always happens like this, and the older you get, the more I feel like this, but time is flying by. It feels like FanFest was like a couple weeks ago. Time is flying by, and now we're at the All-Star break. It's crazy. It's crazy, I tell you. Matt Scraby with you. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Chris on vacation. Tony rejoining me here for the Big Five in just a second. We'll also have your traffic report. Biggest news of the day, if you are just tuning in or if you haven't heard, Yu Darvish is back with the team and he is going to be starting tonight. So we don't have to ask those questions anymore about Yu Darvish and when he's going to come back, blah, 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 blah. He will be back tonight. So that's what we can look forward to. Fernando Tatis Jr., Jason Adam, Manny Machado, all stars for the Padres this year. And you may ask, Fernando Tatis Jr., is he an all-star? The more I think about it, the more I don't know. His defense has been really good. Really good. So I think, and because the reserves are voted upon by players, people inside the game, that tells you how much respect they have for Fernando Tatis Jr. if he was voted as an all-star. And he even had a vacation planned for the next couple days. And he canceled it and he said, I'm going to Atlanta instead. So a little bit of a change in plans for Fernando, not the biggest deal in the world. However, he did say he is not going to do the Home Run Derby. And I have to clean up something I said last Thursday or last Wednesday even, that I was complaining about Ohtani turning down the Home Run Derby, and I said, he's never done it. He's kind of like LeBron. Well, I don't know why I said that at the time, because Ohtani, and I knew this because I remember watching him, he has definitely done the Home Run Derby. So in this rare occasion, I will take an L and say, I'm sorry, Ohtani, for throwing you under the bus for not doing a Home Run Derby when you already have. But Fernando is not going to be doing the Home Run Derby himself. I think we'll get the finalized list here for the Home Run Derby soon. And Pete Alonso is not going to compete in the Home Run Derby, I believe, for the first time in his career. So he is done with the Home Run Derby, at least for this year. I like Pete Alonso in the Home Run Derby. He's very excited about the Home Run Derby. He takes it very seriously, and I really appreciate guys who take things seriously, and Pete Alonso is 100% one of those guys. All right, Tony is here. Traffic is ready. Let's go to traffic, then the Big Five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, after a long weekend with the 4th of July, we have lots to talk about here in the Big Five. We got some Fernando questions, Pro Football Talk posed something, and also one of my friends in San Francisco has me asking a question about Buster Posey. So we'll get to that in just a second. But first,
number five.
Let's start with Fernando. He's hitting over 300 in the last seven games. And get this, his on-base percentage is higher than his OPS. 455 on base versus 423 slugging, mainly thanks to seven walks in that time, two of those intentionally. So, Tony, really simple question. What is he doing right over the last couple weeks to have him boost? I don't know why I said boost. What is he doing? Let me just ask the question I wrote down. What is he doing right over the last couple weeks?
He's being more selective at the plate, not chasing as much as he was when he was in that, you know, rut that he was in. And he's using the whole field. And so whether, you know, no matter what he's doing with his leg up or down or, you know, whatever it is, he's getting there on time more recently. And I think that's allowed him to see the ball better, which has allowed him to, you know, lay off some tough pitches. He's drawn a lot of walks here in the last few weeks. And I said that a while ago, that and I've been saying that with the whole team here as of late, that it starts, you got to kind of remove yourself from the actual result of things, because we get so caught up and you're like skipping the steps that you have in order to get the result. And I think that's kind of what Toddy's gotten back to doing. He's being more selective, seeing the ball well. He's taking some good swings, man. He really is. That first swing yesterday, line drive up the middle, and he got a breaking ball later in the game and hit a bullet down the left field line. So you liked where he's trending right now.
Yes, you do like where he's trending right now. The Padres need it. What is he doing right over the last couple weeks from my perspective? Well, I should have put myself first because Tony said everything that I was going to say. He's making better at bats. He's never looked lost, but he definitely looked like he was in a rut. And now he doesn't really look like that. And as we talked about in Padres Pen Pals a little bit earlier, like the intentional walk is still telling me that people fear him, no matter where he is in his if he's in a rut or if he's on a hot streak or whatever. But Fernando just looks like he's comfortable at the plate again, and he looks, you know, on base, he's stealing bases. I mean, everything he does once he gets on base is great.
I liked what he said about it when it wasn't going well. He said he was really trying to be good on the bases and good defensively. Just try and find other ways to have some impact on the team when he wasn't going well. And now, I don't know that we could say he's completely out of it, but he certainly is moving in the right direction in all facets of the game.
Yes. And he's playing, I mean, he I don't even want to say it, but knock on wood, I mean, he's played a lot of games. He's made an impact in a lot of games, so hopefully it keeps going forward.
Number four.
Okay, Pro Football Talk had a discussion about the teams with a window to win the Super Bowl this season, and here's which teams they listed. For the AFC, they said they have a true short list of contenders: Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Bengals, and then the Texans randomly. Broncos and Chargers, they say, could force their way into the conversation. In the NFC, it's the Eagles, Lions, Rams, Niners, and Commanders. Maybe the Buccaneers, they said. Maybe the Vikings, they said. So if you need me to relist those for you, Tony, when you're up, let me know. Out of all those teams, which one has the most pressure to win a title this year? I'm up first. I got to think it's the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers just spent a bunch of money on Brock Purdy. Honestly, it's either the 49ers or the Lions. And I don't really put that much pressure on the Lions because they still have a good team. The last couple years, they've been really good. I think they still are on the way up. The 49ers have tried to win the Super Bowl here for about 5 years, and they're not doing it. And they're going to be losing Christian McCaffrey's window here soon. They're going to be losing, you know, they already lost Debo. George Kittle just got re-signed. I honestly, without being a Niner person, think that they have more pressure.
You are a Niner person. What are you talking about?
They have more pressure to win the Super Bowl this year than any other team. I'm going to add one more. The Bills. Bills also have
you,
a
dude, you over here just okay. Straddling fences
Here's my final answer. Teams that have the most pressure to win a Super Bowl, Niners and the Bills. What do you think, Tony?
Are you done? You want to pick any more teams?
No, I would, but no.
I think it's Baltimore. I think they're the team that has the most pressure to win a Super Bowl coming into the year. I don't know how. I don't know why the 49ers are on this list. I don't know that they're going to be the same team. They're losing a lot of pieces.
They are.
From last year. I know they had to sign Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy was on the team last year. So I don't know how that pressure is any more than it was last year. But I think it's Baltimore. I think out of all the teams you've named, I mean, the Eagles have won one recently.
Yeah, I don't know why they're on this list.
The Chiefs have won. I mean, I get why, because those teams are supposed to go into the season with Super Bowl expectations. So I get it. But, yeah, I think it's Baltimore. Lamar has done everything except win a title. And that drum is going to start to beat extremely loud if it's not done this year. And so I would put it on, I think Detroit, as good as they are, I don't know that they're at like Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, you know,
level
situation there. Who was the other team you said?
There's
the Bills. I mean,
yeah,
I think they're, I don't know that anybody takes them seriously enough as they should at that point. So yeah, I'm gonna go Buffalo.
I don't know why there's a couple teams on this list that I can't agree it shouldn't be. Texans, I don't know that their window is to win the Super Bowl this year.
I guess that's, well, you know what? That's a good, it's the window.
Yeah.
Right? Like, before free agency rids them of people. That's a different question. I thought, for some reason, I was thinking about pressure.
I think it's because I put pressure. I said the word pressure, but I guess pressure to me.
Window is different.
Okay.
Window is different. I think I would agree with all those teams in terms of the window.
Okay.
But I still think
Ravens.
The Ravens are the one that needs to happen sooner rather than later.
You know, I'm going to jump on your bandwagon. I'm going to go with the Ravens as my choice.
There's your fourth team there. All right.
I would even argue that there was more pressure on the 49ers last year to win a Super Bowl because Brock Purdy was on his rookie contract. And
for sure.
They ended
they
up,
failed.
I think, 6-11. So
they failed.
Yes, I know.
Number three.
Here's my question from the Giants fans that I know. The Giants made a big splash trade for Rafael Devers, but also sent away some of their major league ready pitching, which included Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks. After the trade, they do not have the same starting pitching depth they once had. The move has really forced them to rely upon Justin Verlander even more, which has not paid dividends thus far. In 14 games this year, Verlander is 0-6 with a 4.84 ERA in 70 2/3 innings. So long term, this trade could work out for them with Rafael Devers being in San Francisco. Tony, did Buster Posey make a short term mistake?
No. I think it's short sighted to think that he's done. I mean, there's a deadline coming up here. I'm sure he'll be in the hunt for some pitching at that point. I think you give your Verlander the runway that they're giving him now to try to see if he can get it going, and so it gives you, what, 2-3 starts before deadline? Probably about two starts.
Three
starts before the deadline approaches, and you can start to kind of make your decision in between time. I think it's a good move for, first of all, no offense, Kyle Harrison hadn't proven to be, you know, that good at the big league level.
Yep.
And Jordan Hicks had been kind of moved back to the bullpen because the starting thing wasn't really working, or the Giants deemed it as not working. So I don't know that he gave up these so-called ready starting pitching at the big league level.
That's a good point. I hope my friends are listening right now because we had a long talk about this. And I guess I understand where they're coming from, but I also said to them, wait till the trade deadline's over before you have this take, because there's so much that can change. And if they don't get any starting pitching, then maybe he did make a short-term mistake. But the Giants are right there. Even though they have the starting pitching that they do, I am afraid of what Buster Posey can do as a GM going forward. It just seems like he is not afraid to make the huge splash. He seems like he's not afraid to hurt feelings in the meantime. So stick with it to my Giants fans out there up in the Bay Area. No one's here is listening as a Giants fan, so the Giants are still sticking around. They're right there with the Padres, so we'll see what happens.
Number two.
I think Tony is going to love this next story, and it is about Hall of Famer Gary Payton. He still hopes to have his jersey number retired one day, and in one of the best nicknames of all time, the Glove. His issue is not whether he deserves it or not, it's where he wants it to happen. He played 13 NBA seasons with the Seattle Supersonics, and he was one half of the Sonic Boom duo, which propelled the team to success during the 90s. However, with the Sonics now being in OKC, Payton doesn't want to get his number retired in OKC. Here he is discussing it on a podcast.
Yeah, them be talking about retired jersey, Oklahoma City, because I ain't never been there. Let's just make it real.
Bro, yeah.
Me and Sean never played in front of Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
We didn't ever play in front of their fans, so why should we give them the pleasure of what we started in Seattle to give a retired jersey?
Nah, man.
So our fans should be having that pleasure.
Yeah.
So when Seattle, when the Sonics come back, and mostly we're going to be a part of that, and we're gonna retire Sean and Detlef shirt jersey first.
That was Gary Payton on a podcast. Number one, I had no idea that Gary Payton swore so much. I listened to like a good 10 minutes, and it was just swear word after swear word with him.
You clearly haven't heard, listened to GP talk.
No, I have not heard him talk in a lengthy selection, but I'm up first. Would it be weird for OKC to retire his number?
Yes. I think it is.
Super weird. First, yeah. There's one answer to this. It's weird. And to say that, to think that OKC wants to retire their numbers, that's also strange. Why don't they want to make their own kind of franchise and their own kind of ring of honor? But I know that they're still the Seattle Supersonics. Anyway, if they ever bring a team back to the Seattle area, I think they should retire Sean Kemp's number. Detlef Schrempf, there's that name again. And then Gary Payton as well. So, Tony, would it be weird for OKC to retire Gary Payton's number?
Yes, it'd be extremely weird. Like, no one in Oklahoma City saw Sean Kemp and Gary Payton play for the Seattle Supersonics. They might have saw it just like all
TV,
of us saw
yeah.
it, like, you know, but they didn't, they have no attachment to it. So, like, going there and, like, doing the whole ceremony, like, people will be nice and like, clap, but no one has any attachment to it, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's just weird. It's an awkward situation because, you know, OKC ended up with Seattle's team after showing how well they could support a team when there was a home that needed to be had there. But yeah, man, I think this is weird. I think a lot of people think it's weird.
Yeah, and I love how Gary Payton handled it. He's like, no, I don't want it to happen. And he just flat out just said, no, I'm good.
Number one.
Pittsburgh Pirates center fielder O'Neill Cruz made a 105.2 mile an hour throw to nab Mariners' J.P. Crawford at the plate Sunday, the second hardest thrown ball to produce an outfield assist since StatCast started in 2015. Aaron Hicks of the Yankees in 2016 has the fastest, 105.5. Cruz's throw was the fastest of any kind by a Pirates outfielder, and it came as a surprise to Crawford because he did not slide on the play, did not expect the throw to be there. Tony, you're up first. It's kind of a scrappy question. O'Neill Cruz is a StatCast legend already with exit velocities and throw velocities, but does it really matter?
In terms of what?
The team, like, is O'Neill Cruz... I just was thinking, like, I always see him getting these accolades for StatCast numbers, but he's on a team that doesn't win, and he kind of gets lost there. So does it really even matter?
Well, it'll stop mattering when you stop putting it in your big five and then asking questions.
Good point.
Off of it.
Good
you know,
point.
It might help. I'm just saying. I think O'Neill Cruz is a young player, and he does some amazing things. He just doesn't do them consistently yet. I think he's got a chance to be a really good player in the league. Looks like he's not in the lineup today. Unfortunately, I was just getting ready to see where he was at. Let me go look at the numbers from yesterday. But yeah, man, I mean, to answer your question, no, it really doesn't matter. I mean, that was kind of the old get off my lawn guys. That's what they were kind of referring to when they used to said, okay, so you threw a ball really hard from the outfield. We already knew that.
Yeah.
Now you can just put a number on it, right? Or, oh, you hit that ball. We could tell you hit that ball pretty hard. It went in the second deck, right? But now we can put a number on it. And, you know, I think that is fun for people at times. But in the grand scheme of things, does it mean anything? No, it doesn't.
I guess a better question, because I was going to say no too. A better question is O'Neill Cruz going to be a star on the Pirates?
I don't know. He's struggling this year. You know, it would be he might need to change the scenery. Honestly, I don't know that.
Sounds like a lot of guys in Pittsburgh need a change of scenery.
Some guys don't want to change the scenery. Some of them like being, you know, in that.
Brian Reynolds,
world.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking of. I think he seems like he's just kind of chilling. Oh, cool, Pittsburgh.
He's just kind of chilling. Paul Skeens yet again loses another 1-0 game.
Yeah, I mean, people like him will eventually leave or be traded because they're not cool with just mediocrity all the time, you know. And so, O'Neill Cruz, by the way, is struggling. I hit him 203. He was like around 250 when we saw him earlier. But yeah, man, it's long season. He's struggling right now, and I do think he has a chance to be a star, though.
Yeah, I like O'Neill Cruz. I think he's fun. All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, I'm going to get you set for this opening game between the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Just a little bit left, a half hour or more here on 97.3 The Fan, Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.